some jazz. Let Nutemba Madumo serve you up some jazz and beyond on 702 and Cape Talk.
In about 8 hours' time, a brand new era starts, not just on 702, but our sister station Cape Talk as well. We're inviting you to come for the jazz and stay for the good times as Nutemba Madumo launches her brand new show called Jazz and Beyond. It launches this evening at 6 o'clock. Nutemba joins us in studio this morning. Nutemba, good morning.
Hi, Googs. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm good. I'm happy to be here with you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, an absolutely excellent broadcaster yourself, as
oh,
I was telling you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm excited about tonight.
Yeah.
Not only are we launching the show, with, as you see outside, the stage is set.
Yes.
There's going to be live performances.
So exciting.
I'm looking forward to the listeners and even just getting to know what the listeners, you know, the jazz lovers love. And also hopefully recruiting some new members into the jazz space.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, for you, why jazz? When did you fall in love with jazz? How did that love affair, that romance,
you know,
happen for you?
You know, Googs, the song you just played, Sarah Vaughan, Willow Weep For Me.
Yeah.
It's actually the first album I ever got as a birthday present, a jazz album. Was, I think I was 15 or 16 years old, from my parents. It was my birthday present.
Yeah.
And it was a Sarah Vaughan album live in Lesotho at the Holiday Inn. Well, there is a controversy whether that did actually happen or not, whether she was here or not, but that's another story.
Yeah.
So that's the album I had first, and that's the album I fell in love with. And the reason is because at home, nothing else but jazz was playing.
Yeah.
And I remember my first boyfriend bought me a Chaka Khan album, and my dad, like, that thing is not playing in my house.
Really?
Yes. And it's been that, and it is now.
Do you play Chaka Khan in the house now?
Of course. Of course. I actually listen to all types of music, but of course, jazz music is my first love.
Yeah. And I've always, because my mom was a big jazz listener, and I'm so grateful to my mom, because the best parts of my musical taste are just a copy and paste of hers.
But that exactly happens, because Sarah Vaughan was my mom's favorite, you know, kind of thing. Oscar Peterson was my dad's favorite, you know, and a whole lot of other musicians.
And, you know, there is this idea that jazz is older, because again, like, our parents listen to it, it does seem quite mature, but jazz is so broad, it's so
absolutely,
especially South African jazz, we're so spoiled, right, that we are in one of the hot spots of jazz in the world.
There are so many different styles and genres of jazz music, and as it is, my stress is, how am I going to please everyone in 3 hours?
Uh-huh.
In terms of, you know, the style of jazz that I'm going to play, you know. So, especially with South African jazz music, where we have the classic jazz of back in the day in the 50s, and it has evolved over time.
Mm.
And all of it has been a reflection of, you know, the artist expressing, you know, their experiences and the time of the day.
Yeah.
And as we were talking just before, you know, going on air about the young jazz musicians now, who are also, some of them, very, you know, conscious of what's happening around in this country with themselves. And even the style of music that the jazz they play is a reflection of their emotions and their, where their mind is at, and you know. But I love the fact that whatever style of jazz it is, a lot of them always dig deep back into those who came before them.
Yeah.
And just attributing, you know, the music to them and their influence is one of the most special things about jazz.
Yeah, that there's always an acknowledgement of this long heritage of, you know, I was at Billy Monama's show a couple of weeks ago and he did a tribute to the greats.
Yeah.
And he's always quite honest about how, you know, if there wasn't Ntate Hobito Lady, there wouldn't be a Billy Monama. You know, you needed all of those people, Ntate Repiri, to then make it so they are, you know, the current crop.
Absolutely.
Which makes it, I think that also makes the genre so interesting, is that it speaks to one another.
Mm.
It acknowledges. No one's trying to be, I did it first. Because jazz...
But that's just the spirit of jazz.
Mm.
The collaboration and the acknowledgement and the connection, the community element of it is what makes jazz so special. Because even in how they create the music as well, it's maybe four or five musicians, but everyone plays a very important role.
Yeah.
You know, even the leader allows everyone to have their say, you know, in the music.
Mm.
So that's, you know, and wouldn't life just be so great if that, it life was just like that?
We were more like jazz musicians.
You know, and jazz music.
Yeah. So we started with Sarah Vaughan, which kind of took you back to, you know, like it's so important, almost foundational to, you know, your love of jazz. But the other song you've chosen, the other artist, is very contemporary, very young, very now.
Mm.
And I think that's so interesting that you have this, almost this lifelong reference of jazz.
Of jazz.
Why Kujenga?
Kujenga, because they're Cape Town based. They are young. They are vibrant. They are just sucking in and, you know, embracing life and expressing it musically. I mean, Kujenga, even what they call themselves is so special and important. Kujenga in Swahili means to build.
Yeah.
So they are looking at the future with bright eyes and positivity, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And jazz does that. It builds. You know, it builds communities, it builds people, personal relationships, what more can I say?
Yeah. So here is Kujenga with a song called Beneath on the Music Corner. Of Kujenga, a song called Beneath, one of the two songs selected by our Music Corner
guest.
You must
say, A Little Thing Called. With a Little Thing Called.
With A Little Thing
this
Called.
This is how these jazz cats back in the house.
With a little thing, a little something
called
Beneath.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Do it right.
Do it correct.
Yes. We are in the presence of greatness.
I'm in the literal presence of greatness. Like Kenny Maestri, Notembo Madumo, come on.
Listen.
Come on.
You know, we almost worked together with Brenda because Notembo and Brenda were at Radio Bop.
Yeah.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, in fact. I went up because Titch had left to go to 5FM.
Yeah.
The afternoon drive was available.
Yeah.
That's where I met Naughty.
Yeah.
For the first time. And, you know, George as well. George and Bendy Kobe.
Yeah.
People
remember all those people.
Yes. Family.
Family.
We go back then. Yeah. We have, as Wilson would say, we have history. I have time for you.
I have time for you.
Yeah.
We received a WhatsApp voice note. That's on 0727021702.
Morning, Boots is the only performance. Thanks so much for bringing back Notembo Madumo. I love her so much. And it's appropriate. Sunday afternoon, 6 o'clock. Everything is boring. The TV.
And jazz is the thing you need. I don't know what else you do on a Sunday.
Perfect.
Actually, it's the right
thing.
Listen,
at that time on a Sunday, what are you normally doing? You're either
finishing up lunch or making dinner or like relaxing.
You're driving back from a visit somewhere and you just want music that's going to soothe, serenade you and just wrap up with the ribbons and a cherry on top.
Yes.
Your weekend.
That sounds...
But I have to ask, are we allowed to at least have a Merlot on the side?
A Merlot!
That is actually crucial, important, and it is rule number one.
Yeah. Mm. And for those of us who indulge, maybe a Cuban.
I can.
Kenny's living other
just
lives.
Just a fantasy.
Other lives. Nontutu Selo in Soweto says, I can't wait. These hours are dragging slowly to 6 o'clock. We are here for Notemba.
Oh,
Nontutu Selo in Soweto. So, a sneak peek of what's coming up tonight. I know there's a live performance.
Yes.
But it's a surprise.
Yes.
It's a treat.
As you see outside the studio, there's... You know, everything is being set up. The stage is set. There's going to be the launch, which, of course, a lot of, you know, we've invited a couple of people in the jazz world to be part of the first show. And then on the show, we go live at 6 o'clock. And of course, we also have in the second hour another live performance, this time in the studio, that the listeners will then get to listen to and hear and enjoy. And then the third hour, we have some interesting things.
Okay.
There's a chat I'm going to have with somebody about an event that's happening in Cape. I'm trying not to say a lot.
Okay.
And then...
The thing is, you must tune in at 6.
Yeah, actually.
To find out.
Because also some lucky listeners, you know, could be walking away with a gift they'll never forget.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
So that's all happening this evening.
Oh, lots of things.
From 6 o'clock. Yeah. Notemba, welcome to the family.
Thank you,
we
Cooks.
Are thrilled to have you part of the family.
I am thrilled to be part of this family, you know.